The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The decision of the Council of Jerusalem not to impose the fullness of the Mosaic Law upon those Christians who are of Gentile origin is an interesting one, because it's interesting to note what they decided did not have to be observed anymore. And the reason why it didn't have to be observed anymore is because of the death and resurrection of our Lord had changed things. One of the things that changed is certain foods were no longer unclean, because our Lord's death and resurrection had begun the restoration of creation in addition to paying for our sins and defeating the world, the flesh, and the devil, and death itself. But certain parts of the Mosaic Law still remain, do they not? We still observe the Ten Commandments, do we not? Yes, thou shalt not murder. That remains. The death and resurrection of our Lord did not change the illicitness of murder or adultery or lying. And we still have to keep the Sabbath day holy, though our Lord's resurrection changed the Sabbath day from Saturday to Sunday, the day of the resurrection. And specifically pointed out in the message which was sent to the church in Antioch were things like to abstain from meat sacrificed to idols. Why? Because if you ate the meat sacrificed to idols, it was as if you were participating in the sacrifice itself. For the same reason, when we receive Holy Communion, we are participating in the sacrifice of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ upon the cross, made present to us in an unbloody manner in the holy sacrifice of the Eucharist. So you don't eat meat sacrificed to idols, because idolatry is still bad. We don't do that. Let's see, what else? From blood, because, blood, and from meat of strangled animals, and from unlawful marriage. You don't marry your sister. If you're a guy, you don't marry another guy. If you're a girl, you don't marry another girl. Things like that. You don't marry someone who's already married. So some of the Mosaic Law still remains, because remember that our Lord did not come to abolish the Law and the Prophets, but he came to perfect it, to lift it up, and to extend it to all nations. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.